The and the were bitter enemies, and old man never liked the either. Old Frank was a very prominent man. He was commissioner and so forth. So he was in so many lawsuits, he had his lawyer by the ear. And her old man was supposed to have sold old man the bridge planks off of a creek that was replacing the planks. And when old man went to get the planks, they were gone. And he claimed that had stole them. So they had a lawsuit in Justice of Peace in the township. And he had a way of instructing his lawyer to ask you questions so he could really insult the opposition. And he, as the lawyer, says, now, Mr. He says, how do you know the stole the plank? He says, by God, I saw his feet. He's got feet like a bear. Nobody's got feet like old man. Tell this in court, see.
In other words, the lawyer and his client kind of teamed up in order that he could insult his...
Yeah, insult the opposition. He had a real bitter tongue.
Like a bear.
I'll tell you another one, but I don't want you to record this one.
Yeah, okay.
He also kept his...
is this word... we've shipped packages overseas to our servicemen, and there's an abbreviation for that kind of package. We call it a, I think it used to cost, if you send in $10, then they would send this package of...
The care package?
Right, uh-huh. That's, this building of...
Yeah.
But this structure we're in right now is a...
recreation room, we call it.
Yes, and the whole structure, all of the rooms, this building is a...
house?
Yes, and several of them we would call... just the plural of house would be...
houses?
Right. I'm interested in the plural form of that particular word.
Yes.
And of course, the place in which you keep cows or store hay, you would call that...
the barn.
And the place you'd store corn...
crib.
And wheat and oats...
granary.
That part of the barn where you'd keep hay...
hay mow.
And what would be the difference between the mow and the loft? Is there any difference as far as you're concerned?
They could be both hay storage. A loft usually has the hay above and livestock below. And we usually speak of a mow where it's from the ground clear up.
I see. That'd be the distinction.
That's the way we would.
Yeah. Okay. And if hay were stored out in the open, in a big stack, I don't know that you've ever done that, but if it were, what would you call it?
Well, we used to call them hay doodles in our...
Now, would this be a huge stack, or would this be out in the field, just little...
Well, no, I think you're right. We would doodle. We would call the small ones the doodles. So we just never...
had a term for that.
No, because we always put everything
right
in the barn.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, the part of the barn where you keep the cows, you call that the...
stabled.
And the pigs?
Well, hog pen.
Yeah. And a farm that specializes in production of milk.
Dairy.
And the place where the stock are kept and fed, let's say outside of the barn, it wouldn't be between the house and the barn normally. What would area?
We always call that the lot.
And between that, let's say the house and the barn, it's usually kept very nicely.